It's all about seeing things in terms of process. If we get locked into the realm of things as opposed to the fluidity of process, then it gets difficult to grasp what's going on. You know, we have Pharaoh and the Egyptians off doing something and the sons of Israel off doing something, and these things are kind of separated in our minds, whereas really if we see them in terms of process, then we see that it's about the casting off of what is preventing, so far as the word is concerned, what is preventing us accessing what can set us free. So if you think about this in terms of, you know, we're talking about the end of a state going on here. That's what the text tells us. And it talks about this idea of the Lord speaking to Moses, right? And we're told that that is instruction. So what is that? Well, what it is influx. Jehovah speaking is influx. And what's happening is that the divine life is coming in and looking for vessels with which it can communicate its love to the receiver. So the influx from the Lord is only looking to one end, and that's the salvation of the human race. Anything that stands in the way of that is going to be disrupted as that influx starts to penetrate. So Moses represents what is coming from within. Aaron represents what it meets from without. So everything in the word is from the Lord. So what the Lord has done through an external way is provided vessels that we can take in via our senses, right? And it can sit in our memory. And that forms a ground into which the inflowing life of the Lord can meet and give us an awareness of his presence. So there needs to be something of the Lord within the human mind for the Lord to be seen. Because all that is self-produced is opposed to what is of the Lord. So the Lord makes provision through the giving of divine revelation that we are left in freedom so far as being willing to take it into our life, take it into our mind. If we're willing to do that, then what we have in our mind is Aaron, which Moses can meet. And that then, in that meeting, the instruction occurs and we can be inspired as to what's required for us to move forward in self-examination and repentance, essentially. It's important to come back, you know, that these states are being described are of those within the church. So these are states describing the processes of regeneration. And that's important because we can read it at a surface level and tend to divide those who are unregenerate and those who are regenerate. And that's a falsity that can generate a lot of fracturing in terms of our relationships and connections and all of that. So what you have is you have this Jehovah says unto Moses, right? So that describes influx. So there is a constant influx into us that falls into what's represented by Moses. And the quality of that influx is, let my people go. Release spiritual meaning from the letter of the word. That's another way of thinking about let my people go. Because the way we understand things is very much couched from our own self-interest. And that's Egypt. And so Aaron is the instruction that's been established within the mind. And so the provision of the word as doctrine is given in a form whereby it can be taken in through the senses and sit at an external level within the mind. And the word provided in that way are vessels that are from the Lord and are the Lord. And they are there to capture what is inflowing so that the Lord can be revealed in our awareness. And so the only way that that can occur is through the removal of what darkens the mind. And so as truths are worked with, a plane is set up at a level where we can become more aware of that inflowing voice, let my people go. So influx continually works to release what is of the Lord in us so that our sense of self can be transferred into what is good and true as its basis, as opposed to the love of self and love of the world. And the description of what's happening to those in the other life that are undergoing these vastations and all of that is really describing what's happening in regard to the word within us. It's the word that is trapped because it can't fulfill what it's designed to do, in a sense, right? That's the process. So we take in what is of the Lord, we claim it as our own, and we utilize it for ourselves. But at the end of the day, it works like a Trojan horse. Those truths do the work that they are provided for despite us, despite Proprium's effort to neutralize it. And in fact, in its effort to neutralize it, it just reveals its true nature, and it all leads to an ability to become detached from our identification with those mechanical patterns of thinking that make it up. Because there's a real truth in that. It just runs the same scripts over and over again, just in slightly different forms to suit different situations. And when you become more aware of that, you see the ridiculousness of some of the scripts that it actually runs, right?